Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is it your drawer? Is it your spare bedroom? When you have guests over, where do you put the stuff? You don't want people to see. And then you shut it, you close, and you think no one will go in there until they do. It's Elizabeth and Radar. It's The Mix. And yesterday had a wonderful appointment with J&J Contractors. So Jason, the owner, came to our house. We are starting the process of remodeling the primary bathroom, and it's going to be a full gut, like it's a whole big project. And Jason came over, house spotless. You should see the shower. It's so clean. I even got one like a scrubber to really scrub everything down.
Gotta be careful there, yeah.
It looked great. I was
sure.
All ready to have him come to the house, and he had asked a lot of really good questions.
You could eat off the floors.
For real. Well, the way our bedroom is set up, though, our primary closet is on the other side. There's a wall dividing the bathroom and the primary closet. But in our bathroom, there's this really weird, partly why we want to get this bathroom updated, storage linen closet that opens up and goes straight through into the closet. And
so it's a linen closet into your closet.
Yes, but
you can't
walk into it. It's only about, I don't know, 3 feet tall above the sink. And you open it up.
And it goes into your bedroom?
It goes into the primary closet.
Oh, the other closet.
So our primary closet is shaped like an L. And we love the primary closet. We had that all updated and everything. But there's this weird little, the bottom of the L.
Kind of like that,
goes
though.
To the back of the shower. It's weird.
I kind of like that, though.
That's how you can access the wall to the plumbing.
Oh, I see. Okay, I thought maybe it was like one of those secret things where, you know, you're sitting on the toilet or you just got out of the shower and you're like, I need a towel or I need toilet paper, and you have to open the door. This way you just go whoop, whoop, little secret compartment. That's kind of cool.
But it's nowhere near the toilet. It's on the other side of the shower. It's just odd. It's really, really odd.
Okay.
And so he opened that and he, just like I was telling you, looked at me and said, okay, this is different. And he's trying to figure out, what did the builders do with this house 25 years ago? He said, it's not big enough to store clothes back there. But yet it's making the shower small. So his idea was, he said, all right, what if we extend the shower all the way? And I said, that's fine. We can't even get back there to put clothes. So that'd be great. Get a bigger shower.
Wasted space. Yeah.
So then he said, okay, well, let me go into the closet and take a look at what you're dealing with. And I went,
yeah, I cleaned everywhere, but what's in there?
That is where I threw all of the dog beds and the dog blankets.
No, it's nothing sexy. Yeah,
the closet itself is organized, but like the dog rug that sits in front of their crates are like, and they were thrown.
Who's going to look here?
They were thrown in there.
Nobody.
There was two stacked piles of folded clothes, I want to say, that were on our dresser. And I'm like, oh, okay, Jason's here from J&J Contractors. I'm gonna throw that in there too. And then he says he needs to go in there, which, duh, Elizabeth, of course he needs to go in there. That's the back half of the shower. That's part of the primary bathroom.
Did you ever think about just shoving stuff under the bed?
We can't. We have a platform bed.
Oh,
there is no under the bed option.
Okay. All right.
Well, I told him, I'm like, okay, well, just I have to move some things because the bed, there's stuff all shoved there on the floor.
Yeah.
And he laughed. He's like, oh, I've seen way worse, which he's probably right.
Really? Did you get some stories?
He's probably right. But I was mortified. I'm like, oh, all right, okay. And he didn't seem to mind. He was so polite. But I was mortified. Like, can you imagine? You have that one room, that one spot, that one drawer. No one's going to see this. And then immediately.
That drawer?
I'm going to go in there. Because he had to. So shame on me. Shame on me. That is such a part of the process of getting the bathroom remodeled. And I feel like the dog stuff, you know, I'm always self-conscious. The goal is when someone comes over, I don't want to make it look or smell like dogs live here. Well, that's always the goal. And then you open up the closed closet door and there's like, the dog's blankets. There's the dog's beds. Hi, welcome to my house.
You don't own a dog, do you? No, we just shove the stuff back here all the time because it's a good spot to put these things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's Elizabeth and Radar on The Mix, and do you have a room that's off-limit to your guests, yet they still went in there?
Get out of there.
Who's this?
Of course. Who doesn't have a room, Elizabeth?
Oh my gosh, Kim from Franklin. I understood like exactly why Jason with J&J Contractors, I understand why he had to go in the closet. Shame on me for putting the stuff in there because that's tied to the primary bathroom. I was so embarrassed. I mean, what has this happened to you, Kim?
Well, it's happened to me. So potential in-laws were just kind of browsing through the house, and I was showing him pictures of our youngest son, and, you know, this is what, you know, just different pictures. And we do have a bedroom that's just closed off, so kids aren't even home anymore, but, you know, it's just our storage room.
Yes, right. Nobody needs to go there. I have that upstairs since my youngest moved out. It's like, no, that's I'm going to go through that sometime, but nobody needs to go up there. So what'd they find?
Exactly. Well, what they found were just boxes of stuff and clothes just tossed on the floor.
Yes.
Not even on a bed.
That's what happens when they come home from college, they graduate, and then move out. You're like stuck with all that stuff.
I was horrified. I'm like trying to showcase the best of best, right? And they couldn't have just left that door closed. I mean, just look at the rooms that have the doors open.
So
right?
did they walk in themselves or did you invite them into that room?
No,
they just walked in. Okay, that's kind of like a guy who we used to work with. I brought him over to my house. His name is Dave. I brought him over to my house. We were going to stop there on the way to something else. We were going to lunch and I said, oh, I got to stop and let my dog out. I couldn't find him after we walked in the house. I was like, where are you?
That's
Dave,
right.
Where'd you go? He's like, what? And I hear him in the basement and I go, no, I'm upstairs here.
Why did he wander into the basement?
I just wanted to check out your house.
That's not okay. Like, Kim, would you ever do that? I would never do that. I would never just open up random doors.
Or go to other areas of the house. You know, you're upstairs and all of a sudden you're like, where did my guests go? Oh, you're just floating around. Just wanted to go check your basement out.
Oh my God. So uncomfortable. And again, in my case, I understand why Jason, the contractor, I know he had to go in that room.
Yeah.
I messed up by putting things in the closet. I should have totally put them in literally Brayson's room. That door was closed.
Because no reason to go in there.
He's not home right now. That's where I'm like, everything needs to be in that room.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.